Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 4. Outside Macbeth's castle. Enter Ross with an old man.
70 I can remember well, within the volume of which time I have seen hours dreadful and things strange, but this sore night hath trifled former knowings.
Ah, good father, thou seest the heavens as troubled with man's act threaten his bloody stage. By the clock 'tis day, and yet dark night strangles the travelling lamp. Is't day's predominance or the day's shame that darkness does the face of earth and tomb when living light should kiss it?
'Tis unnatural, even like the deed that's done. On Tuesday last, a falcon towering in her pride of place was by a mousing owl hawked at and killed.
And Duncan's horses, a thing most strange and certain, beauteous and swift, the minions of their race, turned wild in nature, broke their stalls, flung out, contending against obedience as they would make war with mankind.
'Tis said they eat each other.
They did so to the amazement of mine eyes that looked upon it. Enter Macduff.
Here comes the good Macduff. How goes the world, sir, now?
Oh, I see you not.
Is't known who did this more than bloody deed?
Those that Macbeth hath slain.
Alas, the day! What good could they pretend?
They were suborned. Malcolm and Donalbain, the king's two sons, are stolen away and fled, which puts upon them suspicion of the deed.
Against nature still, thriftless ambition, that wilt raven up thine own life's means, then 'tis most like the sovereignty will fall upon Macbeth.
He is already named, and gone to Scone to be invested.
Where is Duncan's body?
Carried to Colmkill, the sacred storehouse of his predecessors and guardian of their bones.
Will you to Scone?
No, cousin, I'll to Fife.
Well, I will thither.
Well may you see things well done there.
Adieu.
Lest our old robes sit easier than our new.
Farewell, father.
God's benison go with you, and with those that would make good of bad, and friends of foes.
They exit. The end of Act 2, Scene 4 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.